IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light.
The Creator made Adam in his image, then placed the world in his care. May you walk alongside the Creator in righteousness.
God of Abraham, take my child into thy hands, that he may live to thy service.
God has spoken to us before, through Abraham, Noah, Moses, and through Jesus Christ. Why should we be so surprised that God speaks to us now through Muhammad?
Viewpoint,
a critique of movies with religious themes on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio. In this episode, we are trying to criticize the movie Inferno. This is a 2016 American action mystery thriller film directed by Ron Howard as one of the sequels to the previous two movies that we talked about, The Da Vinci Code, as well as Angels and Demons. This seems to be the latest, the later sequel to the last two movies that we criticized in previous episodes. It is based on a novel, a 2013 novel of the same name by Dan Brown, basically. Starring Tom Hanks, Felicity Jones, the late Irfan Khan. You know, he's passed a few years ago. Well, and it is directed by Ron Howard. The two movies that we criticized before. The whole story is, about, again, the symbologist, Tom Hanks, Robert Langdon. After waking up with amnesia in a hospital, he teams up with Serena Brooks, Felicity Jones, in the movie, one of his doctors, to protect the world from the evil plan of a mad scientist. Before asking our two guest speakers further questions, Brother Hossein and Sayyid Abdullah, let's listen to a short part of the movie and then we'll be back.
There's a switch. If you throw it, half the people on Earth will die. But if you don't, in 100 years, the human race will be extinct. I left you a path. The hardest one yet. Only you can finish it. You are humanity's final hope.
Back to the program Viewpoint on IRIB English Radio. With me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting, and my guest speaker, Brother Hossein and Sayyid Abdullah. Brother Hossein, salam alaikum, and welcome to the program.
Wa alaikum salam, glad to be here.
Welcome. And Sayyid Abdullah, salam alaikum, welcome to the program.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Brother Hossein, the budget for this movie was $75 million, yet the box office is $220 million. And Rotten Tomatoes give this movie, Inferno, an approval rate of 23%. The average rating of 4.60 out of 10. And Metacritic gives it a rating score of 42 out of 100. In comparison with the previously criticized movies like Angels and Demons as well as The Da Vinci Code, this seems to be less well received, don't you think so?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I didn't like it as much as the other ones.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it was kind of rushed, but still I like the story mm-hmm. behind it, and
yes.
Of course the actors were pretty good too. But overall, it wasn't executed very well.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Sayyid Abdullah?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Being a very big fan of Dante myself,
mm-hmm.
It was okay. It was good.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously the box office speaks for itself.
Yes.
And surprisingly, considering the fact that it was made in 2016, in fact, it's pretty much Corona itself now. So it's prediction of Corona.
Kind
or of. Or not actually a prediction, but I mean, they're foretelling it was going to happen because it's basically the same thing. So it was quite good and you know, in the sequence of events, done pretty well.
I see.
Yeah, so they kind of measured everything correctly. I mean, especially if you try to apply it to now.
Yeah, exactly. I see. Okay, fine. Let's take a short break and we'll be back. And after that, we'll ask the relevant question to the part that we played.
Tell them, humanity is the disease. Inferno is the cure.
Back to the program, Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio, with me, Mohammad Javad, hosting, and my dear guest speakers, Brother Hussein and Sayyid Abdullah, in the studio with us. We are criticizing the movie Inferno, produced in 2016, directed by Ron Howard. This is the sequel movie to Angels and Demons and The Da Vinci Code. Brother Hussein, the character says, mankind is cancer in its own body. Humanity is the disease, and Inferno is the cure. First of all, what does it mean? And second of all, under this pretext that somebody just tries to use and utilize, for example, one technology or one virus coming out of scientific labs, to disperse it throughout the world and kill as many people as possible to just balance the population on the earth, so to speak. Can one kill, like, mass number of people to save others if they are able to, if they are capable, scientifically speaking? Can scientists, you know, do so? Because of population explosion, for example?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Of course not. You know, there are certain rules and guidelines that, you know, and ethics that, you know, everyone has to follow. And, you know, who is this guy or who are the scientists who want to control the population? Who do they think they are? I mean, they can't play God with other human lives, right?
Right.
This guy was obviously very sinister, and he had this evil plan that he wanted to execute, you know, on his own will, and, you know, he didn't really consult with any other people about it.
Right.
And obviously it's wrong, even if, you know, he got to the conclusion that he has to do this or that he was the chosen one. At the end of the day, it wasn't right because it wasn't... You know, the choice wasn't his.
Yes. Okay, thank you very much. Let's take a short break by listening to another part of the movie, Inferno, directed by Ron Howard, and we'll be back. Don't go away.
It's Botticelli.
It's his map of hell. He painted it as an illustration of Dante's Inferno. I studied Dante when I was younger.
Probably in kindergarten.
I was a bit obsessed.
Dante defined our modern conception of hell. Our vision of it hasn't changed since he defined it 700 years ago. Botticelli drew it, but Dante created hell as we know it.
This is what I have been seeing. Torment. Sinners. Branded with letters. Liars covered with rashes. Soothsayers with their heads ripped backwards. Serpent.
The punishment for thievery.
Back to the program Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio, with me, Mohammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Brother Hussein and Sayyid Abdullah, my two guest speakers in the studio, criticizing the movie Inferno. Well, Sayyid Abdullah, I know that you also said that you're in favor of Dante and... you know, probably you have read his works, such as The Divine Comedy.
Yeah.
And not to mention Inferno means hell. Like, right, it is actually derived from Dante's Divine Comedy.
Yeah.
Well, the map of, as given the map of Dante's hell, you know, our modern conception of hell hasn't changed from 700 years ago. Mm-hmm. You know, like the sort of concepts and notions we have from hell and heaven basically stay the same as being mentioned in the movie too, like from 700 years ago. Is that really true? What's hell like? Can we say the kind of hell that Dante tries to portray somehow is tantamount to the type of hell that we have in religions?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. With Dante's Inferno in the Divine Comedy, and Inferno was just the first part of Divine Comedy. So it was very intriguing that how he drew the nine circles.
Mm-hmm.
And each circle is basically a sin begins. He begins with limbo and he, you know, he moves to lust and all other sins. And it's obviously it's his journey from hell to paradise through the purgatory, which I think purgatory, or as we call it, barzakh, it made its first known into the Christian world, I think, through Dante's. Before that, purgatory wasn't something that was mentioned. So it's quite intriguing. That's why I kind of got...
You mean we didn't have any concept of purgatory in Christianity?
Not before Dante.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so after Dante, they started to have that purgatory concept, which was very intriguing. And reading Dante's journey, I could relate to so many of it in our Islamic textbooks. Because at the end of the day, it's your sins... And it's you. So you move on through your own hell rather than anything else. So even that, you know, that part that says humanity is a cancer, right? And only inferno can cure it. So if you burn yourself from within and you can get rid of all these sins and this material attachments, obviously you'll be saved. Mm-hmm. So when we look at Dante and his inferno, it hasn't changed because the concepts are still the same.
Right.
The sins are the same, and obviously the punishments are still the same. And whether Muslims or Christian or what have you, if we go to the afterlife, or purgatory at least, we will have to face these sins. So we will move, even God himself, for example, will question you based on certain sins. Now, Dante got stuck with seven circles. With us Muslims, I think we have 50 circles because we have 50 major sins that will lead you to hell. So you need to navigate through these 50 circles instead of Dante's seven. So Dante was very limited to, obviously, because he wasn't moving very much from a religious perspective. Obviously, the guys were, he was outcasted, he was in love, and he was trying to get to his, what's her name? Beatrice?
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Beatrice.
So he obviously, he was going through a lot of emotional stage himself. So... like I said, he was stuck with seven circles.
Mm-hmm.
And these seven circles, like I said, they haven't changed because they're very relevant to, especially through religion, they're always relevant because we have the same sins that they keep repeating themselves and obviously the same punishment that you will get. Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, Dante's envision of the punishment of each circle is not going to be the same as what Allah has prepared.
Yes.
But it will be, at least there's a punishment for each sin, nevertheless.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see it kind of moves up with time, and it's still a classical, I mean, I don't know why they call it a poetry. To me, it's not a poetry. To me, it's just a magnificent book explaining what hell could be or what you could be facing.
Mm-hmm.
So even though he might have wrote it in a poetic form in back in the day,
I see.
But it's actually, it's a very entertaining, a gripping book to read. When it comes to trying to explore that world through the vision of Dante himself. So what got me actually very intrigued is the fact that he was looking at a lot of things from an Islamic perspective too. I mean, even though...
I see.
Like he hadn't, you know, went in depth, but I can see that he was going through with the main lines of Islam and the Islamic idea of hell.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Sayyid Abdullah and Brother Hussein, for your nice contribution to the program... Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio. We try to criticize the movie Inferno, produced in 2016, but we haven't finished it yet. Well, we ask you humbly, me and the rest of the crew here from the studio and from the IRIB English Radio to keep us in your du'as, especially in this holy month of Ramadan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
It's Dante's Inferno.
Dante defined our modern conception of hell 700 years ago. Why Dante? Why this map of hell?
Someone created a plague.
Without Professor Langdon, no one could find the virus.
Oh my God.